Hello, Jennifer Lopez. Let's get loud at 8:30 past 3 o'clock on a Thursday. Well, we went out for dinner last night, and I'll tell you all about it on the other side of this.
The outdoor life is for everyone, and our clothes are too. It's made to last in the sun, wind, and weather. Whether you're fishing, hiking, camping, or going to work, get all your favorite brands like First Ascent, Cape Storm, Africa Nature, High Tech, and Columbia all under one roof. Outdoor Warehouse, for every adventure. Also shop online.
Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito offers exceptional customer service for all your vehicle needs. Located in the heart of the community, they're easily accessible, making it convenient for you to find your perfect Toyota. Their highly trained service division and parts center is committed to providing expert technical advice and sourcing parts nationwide, ensuring your complete satisfaction. Our people deliver. It's not just a slogan, it's their promise to deliver a superior experience. Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito, where exceptional service meets all your motoring needs.
Lux Zimbali, powered by Dwell Properties. Discover Lux in Zimbali Estate, the final and most unrivaled sectional title development to date. Lux Zimbali is the epitome of luxury coastal living. Located on the award-winning golf course's signature hole, Lux boasts incredible golf course and sea views. Lux residents will enjoy access to Zimbali's world-class facilities, including the magnificent Valley of the Pools, the family-focused Bushback Club, the newly renovated Capital Hotel, as well as direct beach access. With limited opportunities remaining, discover 3- and 4-bedroom condos and villas starting from 5.5 million. Contact our team at luxzimbali.co.za to book a site visit and discover Lux Zimbali.
The heartbeat of Bolito, 88.0.
It's 11 minutes past 3 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. And as I mentioned before the break, we decided last night would be a good night to go out for dinner because, well, we didn't have anything on particularly and didn't feel like cooking. So soon I, my beloved, who is my absolute partner in everything we do, generally speaking, we don't have difficulty deciding where to go. But for some reason, when I suggested Polipetto, which I had been thinking about going to for quite some time, because, you know, it's an unusual name, firstly, and it was the proprietor, Franco Guelli, had a wonderful little store down in the Bolito village in a few years gone by called Franco's, and we loved that, and we loved him because he's a real character and an excellent restaurateur. And then he kind of, well, he didn't disappear, but things moved on and life went by and time disappeared, and suddenly Franco was back with a whole bunch of partners in a place called Polipetto at the La Montagne Hotel. Now, I had intended to go there, but I'd also been somewhat skewed by the idea that, you know, a restaurant in a hotel is not necessarily the most exciting option. I don't know. It's just maybe a perception, probably quite a false perception, but it is my perception. And, you know, your perception's your reality. So I resisted the temptation. And I think it just as well, because in its first iteration, there were all sorts of partners. And, you know, many cooks spoil the broth, they say. So now Franco has bought out all the partners and is running it with, it's a family operation, he and his son Luca and their team. And well, we thought, let's just go and see what it's all about. I'm so glad we did, because I think you're going to really find it another jewel in the crown when it comes to restaurants and places to enjoy in Bolito. Firstly, yeah, it is in the La Montagne Hotel, which has been refurbished to a degree, I believe extensively refurbished. But that's not really the point, because we didn't go to the hotel per se. We wanted to go to this restaurant in the La Montagne Hotel. And when we got to the reception area, we were very kindly directed to take a lift to the fourth floor and turn left, and there it is. And it's quite right, that's what you can do. But a much better entrance is through the pool deck. and straight up those easy flowing stairs towards the sea, and then this restaurant just opens up like an oasis in front of you. It's right overlooking the beach and the sea, perfect location. And it's polipetto, which I believe is octopus in Italian. I think that's right. Certainly it is an octopus theme they've got going for them, because their speciality is octopuses, octopodes. Now, obviously that's a problem, because you probably have seen my octopus friend on television, or you've heard of this magnificent documentary that has done so much to demystify the world of the octopus and how brilliant they are and how sentient they are. And the thought of eating one after watching that, oh man, it must have been a problem for the Polipetto team. But Franco assured us with hand on heart that these octopus that they use are not those octopus that you saw on TV. Not those intelligent ones. These ones are not intelligent at all. Otherwise, they wouldn't end up in the pot. They come from Richards Bay, apparently. Apparently, they're... One can jest all you like. But the bottom line is, they do apparently buy the octopus by catch from commercial fishermen, and they are considered to be a problem in the sense that they can do nothing with them otherwise. So there it is. It's recycling, I suppose, in a sense. But that aside, the thing is, an octopus is a delicious creature, and yes, they are magnificent to watch and to consider as other living beings on the planet. But let's call a spade a spade. We eat each other on this planet, and all I can suggest is, if you do go to Polipetto, you really should sample one of the octopus dishes. We were lucky enough to be treated to three as starters: a whole baby octopus, and then octopus carpaccio, which was quite extraordinary, and then an octopus salad. Now, they're all three of them, completely different flavors and tastes and sensations. All three of them excellent, excellent. Then, to add to the joy of the starter, Franco produced a Dijon salmon tartare, which is unusual. It's that Norwegian salmon, and it's tartare, so it's not cooked. And before you say, ooh, and listen, they also specialize in sushi, which is not cooked either, and it's sensational. But this Dijon salmon tartare is a new dish. It's literally was the first night on the menu. And if you're a fan of salmon, and you're a fan of sushi, and you've never tried a salmon tartare Dijon, you have to. It was awesome. For mains, we decided, let's take two of the popular dishes on the menu. So they've got a very, very unbelievably good special on at the moment, and for the rest of the month, on prawns at Polipetto. It really is an excellent prawn and sushi fiesta that they are having currently. Half price on all sushi, excluding certain signature platters, and it includes exclusive sushi and signature platters, but excludes sashimi. And then their prawn special, I mean, you cannot believe the size of these offerings, of these portions. You can get 30 prawns, 65 prawns, or 130 prawns in a serving. And wow, they are absolutely gorgeous. I believe they come from Patagonia or somewhere exotic, and they are those deliciously firm, juicy, plump, just the way you like them. Unbelievably good. So we did the prawns, and then we did the calamari and grilled hake. Now, I got to say, having come from the extraordinarily decadent world, if you like, of the octopus and the prawns, maybe it was a little bit pedestrian to go for the calamari and grilled hake, which was absolutely super. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, but not the hero of the evening. No, that definitely was the prawn fiesta, which I suggest you take advantage of until the end of the month. I'm crazy. $2.69 for 30 prawns. You can't buy them cheaper in a supermarket, I promise you. And they are done to perfection. And then at half price on the sushi. So there it was, with a bottle of Anura Sauvignon Blanc. We absolutely rolled out of Polipetto. And it was one of those evenings that was completely unexpected. You know, we went just because it's our mission now. Where every week we're going to support a different restaurant in Bolito and surroundings, and we're going to come. I'll tell you about it with honest opinion, hand on heart. I would recommend a visit to Polipeto. Yes, it's in a hotel. Yes, it's the La Montagne Hotel, which maybe not everyone's favorite. It's certainly the hotel vibe has its attractions for some. Not for me. I put hand on heart. Not my favorite place. But the restaurant, yeah, I would suggest. And also, apparently, they have access from the beach as well for those that are on the beach wanting to enjoy a cocktail during the day. You can just literally roll in. You're allowed in your cozy with your surfboard and pick up a beer or a cocktail with your best and most beautiful companions and live the life, the large life, the Bolito life at Polipeto Bolito. I strongly recommend it. It's open, as far as I'm aware, 7 days a week. You'll find your host. His name is Franco Guelli, and you will fall in love with him if you are a young and single and love to mingle lady, because he's a very, very good looking and, you know, he's one of those charmers. But he's a very nice guy. You'll love it. Go and enjoy.
Big news, Bolito. Suzuki.